So before we go, it's a mixed weather forecast for the bank holiday weekend, but there's plenty going on, and Ethna Dodd has been looking at just some of what's in store.
Spree transforms Waterford. The streets and the squares become a network of stages so that every corner you turn, you'll find more magic, more music, more street theatre, more aerial acrobatics, more comedy.
No matter what part of the country you find yourself in this weekend, there's probably something to do. Michelle Clancy, for example, is getting ready for the Spree Festival in Waterford.
So the Spree Festival is basically Ireland's biggest summer street party, and it's all free. It involves 130 artists, their acts, street theatre performance and music gigs travelling to Waterford over the August bank holiday weekend.
And you, Waterford native, you've been performing at this festival yourself for years.
So I've been participating in the annual Spree Parade, which takes place at about 9:30 on the Sunday night. I've been performing since 1998, which makes me officially ancient. It's now very much an intergenerational project in our household, as in my teenage kids would also perform. It's a wonderful, wonderful show.
In the skies above Bray, County Wicklow, you may be able to see wing walkers Emma Broadbent and Kirsten Pogjoy this weekend as they perform acrobatic stunts on the top of planes as part of the Bray Air Show.
We climb around the aeroplane, we fly over 100 miles an hour, sometimes over 140 miles an hour, and we do loop-the-loops, stall turns, barrel rolls, and we basically dance in the skies on the top of the wings.
So we will be performing an aerobatic routine, flying in formation. Simultaneously, we will be flying on top of the wings and climbing around the aircraft while they are in flight, and we'll be doing handstands and all sorts of tricks like that.
The show is on the Sunday.
And with her feet firmly on the ground, Sarah McNellis is preparing for the Glen Columbkill Agricultural Show in Donegal.
And there's cattle and sheep and horses and ponies and poultry and donkeys, and kind of there's a wee dog show and trade stalls, there's crafts and produce, there's loads of children's activities. It's a great day out now for families. I help run the charity sheepdog trial that is on the bank holiday Monday. A lot of people would say that the Glen sheepdog trial would be, a lot of the sheep would be very lively and they'd be hard handled. If you came and watched it, you would get some laugh out of it, because some of the best dogs in Ireland be there, and they do struggle at times with some of the sheep because they are quite wild.
In Clare, Stephanie O'Grady says the Kilmeahil Festival of Fun has more than enough activities to live up to its name.
So there's something for every age. So for a younger crowd, for example, we have our children's tractor run, which is a highlight of the week, our new arrivals mass, which is a lovely ceremony which welcomes all the babies that are born in the village since our last festival, which is really nice. It's a great celebration of new life, but the crack really starts from then. On Sunday night, Ireland's biggest and best pig racing event, so our speedy little pigs have been in training hard and are ready to dazzle the crowd with their lightning fast sprints. It's pretty funny. Hilarious.
And down in Kerry, Shane O'Sullivan is getting ready for the Cathairzabhín Music and Arts Festival.
I'm Shane O'Sullivan, better known as the Kerry Cowboy, and I'm also the Language Planning Officer for Cathairzabhín. So we're all excitement at the moment in South Kerry because, of course, the Cathairzabhín Music and Arts Festival is coming up. There's tractor pulling, sheaf throwing, a barman's race, that'll be guessed, and a terrier race, as well as different kind of things like a three-day street busking competition with €1,000 of a prize, so it is well worth entering that. We have a lot of Irish language events coming up as well. There's yoga through Irish, there's a nature walk and craftsmanship through Irish. We've the Kids Olympics, there'll be Irish at that as well. In Mike Mertz, we'll have a pop-up Gaeltacht. Kile, a very well-known Irish language band, will be up on the main stage, so we're definitely excited with that. But even outside of the Irish side of things, there's great acts coming up. The Highwaymen, Cleona Hagen, Cyveen.